From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hundreds of people, including family, friends, and admirers, gathered Wednesday for a memorial service for Heather Heyer, the woman who was killed Saturday when a car was driven into a crowd of protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia. Police allege a suspected neo-Nazi was driving the car. He has been charged with second-degree murder. The 32-year-old woman was among hundreds of people who protested white supremacists, Klansmen, and neo-Nazis. Her father, Mark Heyer, spoke at the service.
She wanted equality. And in this issue of the day of her passing, she wanted to put down hate. And for my part, we just need to stop all this stuff and just forgive each other.
President Trump continues to face a barrage of criticism for his contention that both white supremacists and counter-protesters were to blame for the deadly violence that erupted last weekend in Charlottesville. On Wednesday, the president announced that he had dissolved two business advisory committees composed of top American corporate executives. But his announcement came after at least seven CEOs announced they were resigning from the councils because of his remarks. In announcing her resignation from Trump's Manufacturing Jobs Initiative before he disbanded it, Campbell's Soup CEO Denise Morrison said racism and murder are unequivocally reprehensible and are not morally equivalent to anything else that happened in Charlottesville. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Wednesday for a political solution to the North Korean nuclear issue. He warned that the potential consequences of military action are, quote, too horrific to even contemplate. The VOA's Margaret Bashir has more from the United Nations.
Guterres warned that tensions on the Korean Peninsula are at levels not seen in decades.
As tensions rise, so does the risk of misunderstanding, miscalculation, or escalation. And it is why it is so important to dial down rhetoric and to dial up diplomacy.
Last week, tensions hit a new high between the United States and North Korea when leader Kim Jong-un threatened to fire missiles into the water around the Pacific U.S. island territory of Guam. U.S. President Donald Trump warned in response that North Korea would see fire and fury like the world has never seen if the North made good on its threat. This followed an August 5th UN Security Council resolution imposing tough new economic sanctions against Pyongyang for two prohibited missile launches it carried out in July. The UN chief said the Security Council resolution represents an opportunity for diplomatic engagement and renewed dialogue to solve the crisis. He urged North and South Korea to engage in credible and meaningful dialogue, including confidence-building measures to defuse tensions. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
A United Nations representative in Sierra Leone said Wednesday he is losing hope that rescuers will find survivors after deadly mudslides in the capital killed more than 300 people. Sunil Sehgal, the UN resident coordinator for Sierra Leone, told the British broadcaster Sky News that he believes rescue operations will soon cease as the hope of finding further survivors diminishes. A U.S. service member was killed and other U.S. and Afghan forces were injured during a military operation against Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan, the U.S. military said Wednesday. Iraq is looking for international help in gathering evidence against the Islamic State for possible charges of crimes against humanity. The country's foreign minister has sent a letter to the UN Secretary General asking for, quote, international expertise in helping bring criminal charges against ISIS. Britain is working with Iraq on a Security Council resolution to start investigating the extremists. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from VOA's World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.